Cuba's most famous tobacco grower, Alejandro Robina, has died. He was 91, smoked his first cigar at the age of 9, and to his dying days he was devoted to his crop. Robina cigar tobacco was of such high quality that Fidel Castro allowed the grower to keep his plantation when other growers were herded onto collective farms. NPR's Tom Jelton profiled Alejandro Robina for this program in 1999 and has this remembrance.
Alejandro Robina raised tobacco leaf in eastern Cuba on 35 acres his family settled back in 1845. I visited him one lovely afternoon a decade ago.
Mi abuelo, en el otro siglo, empezó cultivo aquí en esta...
My grandfather began growing tobacco in this land in the last century. And then came my father, and then me. Then my son and my grandson. I'm famous because my tobacco is among the best in the world, or the best in the world.
A classic problem with socialism is the loss of pride in private production. That's what made Alejandro Robina's story so special in socialist Cuba. He loved his tobacco. As we sat on his patio that day, Don Alejandro showed me what made his tobacco a national treasure. Taking a bunch of dry, fermented leaves, he rubbed them one by one.
Mira el brillo que tiene.
See how they shine, he said. The leaves were as smooth as satin.
Esta, mira, que no es igual que esta, la puso para acá.
Each leaf was a little different, he pointed out. And he showed me how the leaves would be combined to produce a special flavor.
Muy bonita.
Alejandro Robina had already been working in his fields for 30 years when Fidel Castro came to power, and Fidel agreed to leave him alone. A good thing. After the revolution, Robina told me, Cuban tobacco took a turn for the worse.
A little of the quality was lost, let's be frank. For a while, the state didn't take care of the tobacco. But now the state is committed to good tobacco because it earns good money.
In his later years, Don Alejandro became Cuba's best-known cigar ambassador, traveling the world to promote Cuban cigars. He had a decent income, though only by Cuban standards. I think I should make more, he told me.
Mucho más.
Mucho más, he joked. Don Alejandro died a week ago today, leaving his Cuban tobacco farm in the hands of his grandson. Tom Jelton, NPR News.
This is NPR News.